My name is Willie Dixon, and I want you to have a Merry Christmas and a happy holidays and a beautiful life.
This is Annie Lennox of Eurythmics.
Alice Cooper here. Yes, that Alice.
Happy holidays, everyone. It's Christina Aguilera.
This is Aurelio Voltaire, and you're listening to the Sounds of Halloween.
Podcast. Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is the place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I mention that about Halloween music in every episode, in part just so no one is surprised when September turns to October, but also to give those that love Halloween something, I hope, to look forward to. It's still April as I'm recording this, and we're about halfway to Halloween. And while I'm a little late to the party, halfway to Halloween has kind of become a thing. Some even go so far as to say it's like what Christmas in July is to Christmas. While I don't think it's gotten that popular, at least not yet, here's what I have found about Halfway to Halloween. Halfway to Halloween, also supposedly known as Halfoween, though I honestly haven't heard anyone say that, is typically celebrated around April 30th or May 1st, marking 6 months before October 31st. This unofficial holiday is a way to start the spooky season early, with some communities even having festivals to mark the occasion, and some in the entertainment industry using it as a way to tease some of their movies, music, events, etc. that will be on the way later this year. A couple years ago, Spirit Halloween marked Halfway to Halloween with a teaser video on their YouTube channel posted on April 29th. They used the occasion to promote some of the new items that would be debuting in their stores the following fall. They also did something similar the year before, but they didn't do it last year when they just started adding videos of new items to look for. Likewise, the Disney Parks blog also did something similar in 2024, promoting some of the Halloween events that would be coming to the parks in the fall, but they didn't do it last year. There is a Halfway to Halloween festival that will take place in Riverside, California on May 1st through the 3rd. There's also a Halfway to Halloween expo in Ann Arbor, Michigan on May 8th and 9th. Fright Reads Book Festival is presenting a Halfway to Halloween event in Glen Burnie, Maryland, May 9th at a mall. Last year, they had some 60 Halloween vendors, but there's no official word yet on just how big this year's festival will be. Blumhouse Atomic Monster, New Line Cinema, and Dolby Cinemas at AMC partnered for Halfway to Halloween with the premiere of Lee Cronin's The Mummy, which happened earlier this month. Shudder's annual Halfway to Halloween celebration is back this year with a bunch of special programming, including their original movie Dolly, plus a remake of Deathstalker, and the last drive-in special, Joe Bob's Wicked Witchy Wingding. Home Depot has already unveiled their Halfway to Halloween limited collection, which includes a 9-foot LED T-Rex, an 8.5-foot animated LED Knight, and a 6.5-foot LED snowman, among many other items. The one I imagine most will be interested in is their signature 12-foot skeleton, Skelly, which is getting an upgrade with new features, including the ability to record voice lines with voice modulation through an app on your smartphone. I don't know of any particular music-related events, at least not yet, though there are some themed concerts taking place all over the country, but no music festivals, at least none that I'm aware of. And this seems like a good time to talk a little about the Sounds of Halloween. For those who don't know, the Sounds of Christmas becomes the Sounds of Halloween for the month of October. For those 31 days, we give White Christmas a rest and delve into our library of songs for the spooky season. Some of that is pretty obvious. Monster Mash, Purple People Eater, songs about things you associate with Halloween. Ghosts, monsters, werewolves, vampires, and witches. Some are scary stories, and some are about candy or trick-or-treating. I also include songs from scary movies and TV shows. Some of those are pretty creepy, and some are funny. Many are in between. While there are some kids' songs, like the Count from Sesame Street, a few of the songs do have bad language. And some of the themes of some of the songs are straight out of horror movies, and those probably aren't for little kids either. I only say that so you'll know that for the month of October, parental guidance is suggested. On The Sounds of Christmas, I play many versions of many songs, so you won't just hear Bing Crosby's version of White Christmas. You'll hear lots of different singers and bands, old and new, offering their takes on that classic, like new additions from last year by Gold City, Jim Brickman, Matthew West, and a duet from T.G. Shepherd and Kelly Lang. Well, I do the same thing with the Halloween tunes. For example, I have almost 40 versions of Ghost Riders in the Sky, though I may not get to all of them this year, as I try to separate songs and artists so you don't hear the same songs and the same voices over and over. During the Sounds of Halloween, you will hear from many of your favorite Christmas music singers and bands, including Bing Crosby, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, Mannheim Steamroller, and even Bruce Springsteen. There are songs about killer tomatoes, black magic women, and haunted houses. There are also songs about alien invasions, invisible men, and over 36 takes on I Put a Spell on You. I probably won't get to all of those either. And I play lots of Disney songs, from movie villains and from spooky shows on Disney+. I also have at least half a dozen songs from Mystery Science Theater 3000. Since last October, I've added hundreds of new songs to the Sounds of Halloween library, and I have no doubt there will be more to come. There are lots of scary movies that will be coming out between now and then, and sometimes, not always, but sometimes, those soundtracks have a song or two that are spooky. Some have already trickled out, including a couple songs from the upcoming AMC Plus series, The Vampire Lestat, and the Broadway production of the Lost Boys musical. And Jeff Whitmire did this wonderful parody with our friend Judy Pankhurst all about The Silence of the Lambs. Of the spooky movies I know of that are on the way, it might just be too early to know if there are any music in them that will turn up on The Sounds of Halloween. But the movies I already know I will be checking on are Hokum, Obsession, Passenger, Corporate Retreat, the new Scary Movie, Ice Cream Man, the new Insidious movies, Gladys, Practical Magic 2, Resident Evil, and Terrifier 4. I'm sure there are others. There will be TV movies and shows that might have something for the Sounds of Halloween too, and there are other sources. I already came across one new song from the upcoming video game, There Are No Ghosts at the Grand. Movies, TV, and video games aren't the only places to find new Halloween songs, of course, but those are the only ones that give us particular release dates. Unlike Christmas music, there aren't a lot of artists that put out Halloween-themed albums. The last year we did get Spooky Jazz Volume 3 from Hannah Gill, and When It's Halloween from Bishop Briggs. And before that, Danse Macabre from Duran Duran, and Voltaire's last album, The Last Halloween Party, which was pretty on the nose what you might expect from Voltaire, and it was wonderful. I should also mention that I haven't just been adding new releases to either the Halloween library or the Christmas library. I've discovered, and in some cases rediscovered, songs from seasons past, as well as some I missed the first time around. For example, I just recently came across a single from the Dead Milkmen released last year, about a week before Christmas, but it really is more of a Halloween kind of song. It's called Santa Claus is Coming for Your Eyes. And Rob Thomas had a song called Ghost on his last solo album. And there was this great collection released last year from Big Stir Records called Chilling Thrilling Hooks and Haunted Harmonies. I'm sure there's lots more to come. There always is. Of course, your mileage may vary. Some of the songs I mentioned and others from the movies or artists that I didn't mention might evoke that Halloween type of feeling for you, or they might not. And again, this is all my opinion. I run the Sounds of Christmas the same way. There are some songs I just don't play, that just don't feel like they fit, that they're just not particularly Christmassy to me. Other people may not feel the same way about those same songs, and that's okay. We all connect with different kinds of music in different kinds of ways, similar to how we celebrate the holidays. As I mentioned, the Sounds of Halloween happens from October 1 through October 31. And the new season of Sounds of Christmas begins on November 1st. I'm really excited about the Sounds of Halloween coming in October and the new season of the Sounds of Christmas on the horizon. And I hope you'll be able to spend at least part of both of those seasons with us. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit and some Halloween spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And I'll put a link to that down in the show notes, too. So you can click on that, find your favorite site, click on over, and then subscribe, and you'll never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, the Sounds of Christmas Station, or the Sounds of Halloween, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus and the Great Pumpkin.